quote Rosh Hashanah in the modern Rosh Hashanah, and the Gil Lamed Aleph says, you name the brachas and the plums. Always, it only works out that it falls out that way. And what's it coming to be, Ma'ayras? It's coming to be a Ma'ayras that you should be Goyrim, Chifla, Shana, the Kilasam. You name the brachas and the plums that you should be Ma'ayras to be Chifla, Ash. The klalos that there are in the world, we should bring brachas. It's our real, how by laying the brachas and the klalos, are we going to cause that there are no more klalos? What exactly is the Kriyas HaTorah going to help us to do? It's the positive shot in the positive, in the Gemara, is that Ayyadeh, that which we're misblaming, that all the klalos that go on in the world, all the bad things that happen in the world, are from Hashem, because we're not showing the Torah and mitzvahs. And that's what's going to be ma'ayir us, that we should be, this Rosh Hashanah, we should try to make a different kind of a year, a better year, a year Malei Brachos. That's the Indian that we're carrying to teach us that really, the bracha and klalos are v'yadeinu. It's in our hand. And it's totally in us. That's what Rosh Hashanah is really about. And that's what we're starting, Lez Hashem. We're starting Slichos. What's the meaning of Slichos? To be misfouled, the Shana, Teva, and Mezurethes. To be misfouled that everything should go well. But some often can sometimes feel, why do I have to be misfouled so much? Especially this year, it's a real long Slichos. Just look at the Sfardim, they've been saying Slichos for the whole month. Avinu Shvi, the Litvaks have a very hard time of it. It's better if we should be learning Torah. What do we have to say Slichos for? It just disturbs us and makes us tired. But if you only understand the koyach of tefillah, that enoch inami, sometimes it's not enough one tefillah. Sometimes we need two. Sometimes we need three. Sometimes we need six tefillahs. Moshe Rabbeinu is misfouled this Hanukkah. Hundreds of tefillahs, and it would have worked afterward. Not everything you get on the first time you ask, it's not partial. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that this year we have a lot of tefillahs in front of us, is because we need a lot of tefillahs. We need a lot of bakashas. We need it to die. And we need to appreciate what we're doing. So what is the sakana, the avoida, the challenge that we all have, and what it says at the end of the parsha? Very interesting nakuda. At the end of parsha's Yisavo, after the brachas and the klalos, it says an interesting lashon. It's all the way at the end, so it's sometimes hard to notice it, especially if the long parsha with the brachas and the klalos. But if you look all the way after Shvi, it says, Eloi nosan Hashem lachem leiv ladas ve'nayim lirois ve'nayim l'shemoya ad hayoyim hazeh. There's certain people, you know, you talk to them big yisaydis, it doesn't go in. They don't have a oizen l'shemoya. They don't have a leiv ladas. They don't have a leiv ladas. Like the Navi Yeshaya says, Hashmin leiv ha'am. It's shoming, it's fat, it doesn't let anything penetrate. There's a certain bechina, this is something that we suffer a lot in the Torah of Ikkis and Meshicha, that certain things that are basic and simple, it seems easy, but we don't have the proper feelings, we don't have the proper understanding, even if we hear about it, and even if we read about it, but it doesn't go in properly. And that's the avoida. What does it mean, Ad Hayom Hazeh? Rashi says that at that day they finally were makir chasdei Hashem v'chofetz nidavim. There was this finding that something happened and all of a sudden it went in. That's our avodah tmidim, to constantly be this finding, to open up our heart. And that's the mitzvah of Shmiyah Shofar. It opens our heart. The heart is so closed. Umal Hashem is Arles Levavchem. We need a shofar. to mamish make it go in. It's so hard to get something to go in. And that's the avoid of a person, to be misbinded, and be constantly be misbinded. Sometimes it goes in. Sometimes in the middle of one slichus, it'll go in. Sometimes in the middle of one tefillah, it'll go in. That's the avoid, to constantly be awake and try to connect. This is one nekuda to be ma'aras. The avoida is true. The Medrash Tanchuma in the beginning of this week's parsha is maris on tefillah. It's so interesting. Like, what does tefillah have to do with the parsha? But the Medrash Tanchuma knew where Oiv Ma'at is going to be Rosh Hashanah. And it says that Hatzalah of Klal Yisrael, the Zman Hazeh, when we don't have Beis Hamikdash, and the avoida is our tefillah. And if you think about it, what are we doing on Rosh Hashanah? Okay, I have a great idea. Rosh Hashanah, we should learn Gemara. This is Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam. Rosh Hashanah, we should sit, we should be Mamlech Hashem. There's so many good ideas. We should be doing Chesed. What do we do the whole Rosh Hashanah if you think about it? We daven. Davening? That's what we do to be Zeichon Rosh Hashanah. And we see over here something so powerful. Like the Medrash says in this week's parsha, that really that soul of Klal Yisrael is the Tfilas, is the prayer to be Oymed Umevakesh. And that's what the Medrash says from Tilly, from Kuv Bey, that you should be Darsha, it's the Dar Achra. That the Ikar HaTzol is going to be Tfilas Ha'arer, Tfilas Rosh Hashanah, Tfilas Yom Kippur. That's the Ikar HaTzol that we have. Number one, it is man to be machazik. We're going into the void of Tfilah to understand that Tfilah really makes a difference. It's important to be put an effort into it. It could really change. He's learning the Gemara in Moed Katan Dachav Ches, an interesting Gemara. Rava was misfal, you should have the Chochmah of the Huna and the Shiris of the Chistah. And he was Nene, because it's a Nifladigah thing. Rava was an Amoir already, and he was misfal, you should have the Chochmah of the Gedrei Le'am Arayim, and he was Nene. How many people daven that they should be Malei V'chokhmah, they should be a gobble like Reb Chaim Kanievsky? Because everyone would say, you can't daven for that. He was born that way. But are you davening for that? It's a Mefurish in Gemara. You could daven to be Malei V'chokhmah. You could change all your Chokhmah Satayra, the whole Chita in life. It's Tali and Tefillah. Amorayim that daven, and they were men. There's so many stories of big Talmidei Chachamim that we have, that they say it was their tears or their mother's tears, which is tefillah, that made them into what they were. And hence the moment of tefillah goes a long way. That's the koyach of Klal Yisrael, the koyach of the PM, that our tefillahs are koyach harvei. It's one union to be mechazik. For the Slicha is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and you should know your tefillahs are oil tremendous. We want to move on to another angle in tefillah. It is very powerful balatul in this week's parsha about tefillah. It could be a real life changer in the way you daven. Thus, the pasuk says, as Hashem amarta hayoyim, liyos l'chol elokim, v'Hashem yimirecha hayoyim, liyos loy la'am segun. As Zot Baal Atur. Unbelievable. Also, the Gemara says, Megillah in Sanhedrin, the schar la'asad lova is, Hashem is going to make for everyone a crown. He's going to wear a crown. It's going to be a beautiful crown. What is that crown made from? Zot the Balaturim. All the words of Tefillah and Kriyashma that you say every day, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do with it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it and he's ma'ata the Shechina with it. He makes a crown out of it for Hashem. That's as Hashem hemi riecha ayoyim, the Gemara in Brachos Tavov Darshins, it's Amiris Kriyishma. You say Hashem elekeinu Hashem echad. Hashem takes the word and he makes it into a crown on the Rosh of Hashem. And we asid lavoi, Hashem is going to take a crown from all your tefillos and he's going to put it on your head. Mida keneged mida. The crown we made for Hashem, that's the crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to put on your head. Mida keneged mida. As this is a very powerful way of looking, what are we doing when we daven? A lot of brachim, when they come to daven, it's very hard. I'm saying the same thing, I can't relate to this. If you would only understand every word that you're meroimim, your mishabeach l'Hashem, is building the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's head. And it's going to build your crown, La'asid Lavoi. How we would look at Tfilah, La'asid Lavoi. The Tfilah is Dvarim Ha'aindim Beruva Shel Aylam, Ne'adam Nizalzum Ne'am. The Teva, being that we do it all the time, it's so hard to have an Ergish. But if you only realize how powerful what we're accomplishing with our words of Tfilah, that's Tikkun Kavod Hashem. We're davening, we're pointing to Hashem, we're turning to Hashem, help me. And that's our crown, the Asid Lavoi. That's the way we crown Hashem, and that's our crown, the Asid Lavoi. As we saw two powerful messages in Tfilah, Tfilah makes a difference. Things could change through Tfilah. That's the Iker Kavod Shamayim that comes to us, and that's what's going to cause us to be mechuban for us to love. As say the words, don't just read them with your eyes, say it with your mouth, and all of a sudden you'll see you'll be able to concentrate more. Feel the feeling of tefillah. Realize that you're really begging Hashem for a good year. This is going to make the difference. And it will. But it's coming on your effort in tefillah. That is a little bit of divrei hakdamah to avodah of tefillah, which is a central point of the slichos in avodah of Rosh Hashanah. And we want to move on to different things. In the beginning of the parsha is the parsha of Bikurim. The Tzidas Gemin and the Balaturim say it's right after Mechias Amalek. Last parsha ends with Mechias Amalek, and now we start off with the mitzvah of Bikurim. Lama Nismacha Bikurim and Mechias Amalek. What's the shaykhus of Bikurim to Mechias Amalek? As the Balaturim says, interestingly, because when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you have to get rid of Amalek right away. It's a tnai in coming into Eretz Yisrael. Bikurim is a mitzvah through your Eretz Yisrael. We want to focus in more, and this is the Oymik in the Balaturim, but we want to focus in the Meshit scheme. He says that Amalek is Nikra Reishis HaGoyim. Amalek stands for the powerful Goyim, the Reishis HaGoyim. Bikurim is Nikra Reishis. Bikurim is Klal Yisrael's Tikkun to get rid of Reishis Goyim Amalek. We know the Golus we're in now is the Golus of Edom. And Amalek is the Shoyish, the Spitzkoyach of Edom. As what's Machala, the Kayach of Edom, and the Golus? Reishis of Bikurim. Vahechan Advar Megiyim, the Medrash says in the beginning, Parshas Bereishis, Bereishis Bar Elohim. Rashi brings down, why does it say Bereishis? L'ametcha, the world was created Bereishis. As the Medrash says, which Reishis are we talking about? Bikurim. The world was created to be Matai and Mitzvahs Bikurim. Out of all the mitzvahs, Pum Bikurim, I would say Talmud Torah, I would say other mitzvahs. Bikurim is the one the world was created for. That's the Shvitz. What's the pshat in the Medrash? It's a Medrash of Bereishis and a Medrash Tanchuma in our parsha. What's the pshat in it? As the Sfas Emes over here says something so beautiful to explain the Medrash, it's a big new story. He says the Indian of Bikurim is a person works very hard in his field. He finally comes and the produce of his hard work he finally gets. Lahavdol b'zman hazeh, you would say, in today's world, he gets his first paycheck. I mean, he worked very hard and his paycheck comes in. He's a CEO in a big company and finally his paycheck comes in. As what does he do with his first paycheck? He brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, he gives it to Hashem, and he says it's from Hashem. Zotis Masemis, the Alshev says this also, very strongly, very powerfully. The Iker Nisayin of a person is, Koichi Va'oitzim Yadi Asali Yisachayla Zeh. We live in the world, we think it's up to us and how we run our life. We decide our future, what we're going to do. The mitzvah of Bikurim is the mitzvah Oymet Kineget. It's coming and saying, I realize everything I have comes from Hashem. And that's the tachlis of Riyas HaOlam. That this whole world is to be makir, the world comes from Hashem, even though it looks differently. That's the mitzvah of Bikurim. Zot Tishas Emes. That's why on Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, what do you do on a New Year's? Well, what do the Gaim do on New Year's? They shoot fireworks, they get drunk. I mean, they get drunk the full year. Rosh Hashanah, they get extra drunk. They have parties. What do you do, Rosh Hashanah? We celebrate. Happy New Year's Day. If you grew up in America, you know what I'm talking about. Happy New Year's Day. What do we do on Rosh Hashanah? What do? We take Olam Hazeh and we enjoy it to its max. This is what Rosh Hashanah is about. Come to Rosh Hashanah in elegance. Come to Rosh Hashanah with a party. Come to Rosh Hashanah with, wow, a new wine, a new maichel. Honey cake. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. And by us, Rosh Hashanah is Lehecha. Zot Tishas Emes. What are we coming to do on Rosh Hashanah? Our first day of the year. We're in shul the whole day. We're davening to Hashem. We're giving it to Hashem. We're saying right away, we're yours. We're tullying you for the rest of the year. That's the avodah of Rosh Hashanah. To come, to say, and to really feel, we need you, Hashem. Everything, the whole future is fully in you. That's the mitzvah of Bikurim. That's why we always lay Bikurim before Rosh Hashanah. Because it's the Pesach, it opens up what Rosh Hashanah is about. It's the avodah of Rosh Hashanah. And when we do this, we're mamlech Hashem. As what do we do? As Hashem himirecha hayoyim, zot the targum. If you're mamlech Hashem, as Hashem himirta hayoyim. Hashem takes you and your zeicha to shana taiva umirurecha. And he makes you special amongst the goyim. He lifts you above everyone and your zeicha to gules reassures. Thus is the avoid of Rosh Hashanah, and that's what the Kurim is coming to teach you. Who is Amalek? Amalek, they were Makarer, they were Ambatya. The whole world, wow, we say Mitzrayim. What did Amalek do? They went to be Leichem Keneged Klal Yisrael. Don't be misfiled. Don't be so scared. They're not so scary. Hashem's not so scary. What do? They take their Mulaseyem, the Zayriki Klapi Shamayim. Don't be so misfiled from Yiddishkeit. That's Rishis Goyim Amalek. Kol Zman Hashem's the Rishis, there's no one here that could be a Rishis. because everyone's bottle to Hashem. As that's Amalek, they come kineged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the way, Amalek has a lot of different ways of appearing. In those days, they came and they made a Mokama. Bizman Azeh, they have other ways of being Mekar Yidin. They don't have to come to make a Mokama to be Mekar Yidin. They could do other ways. There's so many distractions. There's so many things going on in life. There's so many things that are pulling us away that when we come to Rosh Hashanah, we're Kar. We're not in Ambatya Rosachas. We're not like Kochi. Rosh Hashanah is coming. We come with the Kriros. That's the Gullus we're in now. That's what is the Tikkun? The Tikkun is one Yisrael to bring your Bikurim. To say to Hashem, I know I'm totally on you. I need you. That's what cocks you up. That's what gets you excited. That's what penetrates. You have cold water. You have to press a button to heat it up. How do you press the button on Rosh Hashanah? What's going to heat you up? What's going to get you feeling? The more you feel, you need Hashem. The more we daven, Hashem, we need you. The more we realize the words of our tefillah are Ar Hatzlacha, Boi B'mido V'Zeicha, Boi B'mido V'Mekayim Akafi, and Boi B'mido V'Mekayim, the other pshat in Gracious, Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikra Gracious. We're Zeicha to be Gracious of Ha'imah. And we'll be Zeicha L'Gulas, Yeshuais, will be zeicha to come to Eretz Yisrael by the Pah, if the Mechias Amar. As that's the Avoida of Rosh Hashanah, the Avoida is to reconnect with the idea that we need Hashem, the Atali and Hashem in our future. That's why they call the Yomim Noirayim, people the Moira of Hashem. But us on our level, to feel we need Hashem, we're not going to be shaking Rosh Hashanah. But our hearts could be alive and jumping. Our hearts could be fearless. It's biyadeinu. With a little bit of thought, with a little bit of explaining the proper thought, we can have a different Rosh Hashanah, a different year, and a different future. The more we connect to it, the more we're going back to Rishis Goyim Yisrael. The more we're connecting to that Leah, that Voida of Klal Yisrael. That's the mitzvah of Bikurim. And that's the connection between Bikurim and Tefillah. So the Medrash, Bizlan Hazeh, we don't have Bikurim. So what did we do? Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakin three Tefillahs. That's the Medrash Tanhum in the beginning of the parasha. Rest of the Shaila, where in Tefillah are you bringing Bikurim? Did you ever bring a fruit to the base Medrash? See people bring foam, sidur. I never saw anyone bring fruit. Where are you bringing Bikurim in the middle of the three tefillahs? Zogdis Vas Emes. What is Bikurim? Hashem, I'm totally in you. Everything I have is from you. What is tefillah? Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. You're the Melech. Everything I have is from you. I need you, Hashem. Please help me. Zeu Bikurim! Zeu Tefillah! That's what the Sfas Emes explains in the powerful Medrash Tanhum at the beginning of the parasha. It's a whole new cook at Tefillah, what we're doing in Tefillah. Yeah. A lot of people say, you know what I'm doing in Tefillah? I'm saying the part in the Siddur that comes after Psukei Gezimna. I'm saying words. They don't realize what you're doing in Tefillah is. You're being Kodei of who you are, what you are, you're bringing Bikurim. For Oid, you're making your crown La Asid Yom. Pretty powerful. But in order to connect to it, it takes time. Word by word, feeling by feeling, davening by davening, and you could talk to build a beautiful tefillah for yourself and a beautiful crown. With a little bit of thought and a little bit of effort, you could see your whole davening could change. Your whole deeper, your whole life will change. That's what we focus in on together. The Machazi, the Indian of Tefillah, which is one of the big Avodas Hashem, remember from the mitzvah of Bikurim, and also as Hashem and the Mirkai Yom, that's the reason that we're Mamla Hashem. That's the Koyach, which the Medrash Tanakhuma speaks out. That's the Koyach that we have nowadays, to be Koveya, what brachas we're going to have, be Zecha to a better year. Hashem, we have it together to make a strong Kabbalah. Our tefillahs are going to be more meaningful. I think that's the quality of the Kabbalah for the new year. It's a real life change. I think everyone can do it between me and you, Chabal, with davening three times a day anyway. It's not worth it. Invest in it. Make it more meaningful. But the key is to appreciate what we're doing in the tefillah. And of course, if you're doing ba'alacha to try to come on time, to try to daven kiroi in the right place, in the right way, it's all helps that the tefillah should be more meaningful. Because that's the tiniest ma'iris of him. Often don't realize it's a big hashpah, where you're davening, how you're davening. Well, it makes a big difference. Kabbal to be miskazik together, our tefillah should be oyla l'mana and make a beautiful crown to Hashem. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zeicha together, and Hashem should put the crown back on us. We should be zeicha to Zidula is the Yeshuas. And it's not only tefillah. The Balaturim is a lesson for the whole avodah of Rosh Hashanah and Kriya Shema. Every time you're being mamlech Hashem, you're doing kavod to Hashem. Really what you're doing is ba'oimik. Hashem doesn't need our malchus. Hashem could function without us. He's just going to use it to be made to us. As it's not like, you know, like some people they tell you, okay, you're going into him, you need a favor from him, make sure you give him a lot of kavod. He loves kavod. As if you want to ask him to do you a favor, give him a lot of kavod. You need money, you're going to Usher, okay, speak to him. I'm so impressed by you. You're a wonderful man. I think you're so special. And then, as Kilu, that's what we're doing Rosh Hashanah. We're walking in and we're putting on a show. Hashem, we're giving you kavod because we want good for you. Chas v'shalom. Hashem doesn't need our kavod, doesn't care about our kavod. Hashem is le'ichmas le'mikom. What is it? Hashem says, if you're mechaved me, and you act properly, and you're makir tov to me, and you daven to me, as that'll be the ma'as v'shecha for you. Just be careful. So don't say, okay, so I'm being mechaved Hashem because I want a good year. And you're not being mechaved Hashem, you're being mechaved yourself. Yeah. So you have to do it for real. Although, when you do it, the ma'isa, that v'ida is ma'as v'shari shamayim, and it brings shefa and bracha l'kulam. Should be together, to be mechaved Hashem, and kavod Hashem, calling out, screaming for him to help is also kavod Hashem. Realizing we're tali in Hashem. Which we say for that the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael should be part of Yeshua, so everyone should have a shot of favor.